Right now it is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. We'll start things off with baseball. Baseball. And in baseball, pretty good night for the New York Yankees. They won a doubleheader, 6-1 over the Angels, and then in game two, 2-1. The Rays beat the Rangers 3-1. Let's see who else played that we follow. The Mets fell to the Dodgers 2-0. Looking to see if the Red Sox played. I don't see that. Blue Jays over the White Sox 8-3. I don't see the Sox there. But taking a look once again at the standings, just the Yankees are just rolling along, even with all their injuries. 36-15.
Is that right?
21 games above 500. A winning percentage of 706. They're 5.5 ahead of Toronto, 6 ahead of Tampa Bay, 12 ahead of Boston, 15 ahead of Baltimore. So let's go down to the Mets. The Mets are 35-18, playing at a 660 clip. 9.5 ahead of Atlanta, 12 ahead of Philadelphia, 12 ahead of Miami, and 17 ahead of Washington. It looks like they have that division sewn up. I know it's early in the year, but, man, they have just blown out to a huge lead. But the big thing about the Yankees, and the difference with the Yankees this year and other years, is their pitching is holding up in close games. And last night, they almost had a no-hitter with Jameson Taillon. We've got some audio from that game.
Jameson Taillon. Towing the slab and the boogie down here tonight.
Swing and a miss. Walsh overpowered by Taillon.
A little giddy up. Nowadays they call that a high spin rate four-seamer.
Tipped into the glove of Higashioka. Strikeout of Marsh. Swing and a miss on a curve. They get him. Runner moves to third, two outs.
Nice recovery from Jameson Taillon after giving up. Yes.
Now, Taillon had a perfect game going into the seventh inning.
See a little bit of a
grimace
there.
Seven perfect innings.
You know, Taillon did have off-season ankle surgery.
Seven perfect innings. And the Yankees will win the game anyway. So, anyways, so that's that. The Yankees do have some pitching this year, which helps when the hitting doesn't come through. All right, let's go to the NBA Finals. How about this? The Celtics crushed Golden State. 120-108. They now lead that best-of-seven series. One game to none. Is this the year for the Celtics again? To claim the championship ring? One never knows, does one? No. All right. In NHL hockey. Let's see what we can find here in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I know the Rangers did not play last night, but Colorado and Edmonton did. Colorado defeated Edmonton 4-0. So I think Colorado has a 2-0 lead in that series. And today, the Rangers and Tampa Bay are on the ice. Rangers have a 1-0 lead in that. All right. And what's going on in golf this weekend? Anything impressive going on in golf this weekend? I don't think so. Well, maybe, no, that's right. The Memorial Tournament is underway. Started yesterday. Young is 5-under. List is 5-under. Smith, 5-under. Wow. Lee and Hughes are all 5-under. So a crowd atop the leaderboard at the Memorial. and the PGA. All right. I think that's it for sports. Well, there's one other thing, and a journeyman player has retired. Veteran quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick retiring after 17 years. Took what he had, and he played for 17 years. Amazing. A journeyman player. He was on a lot of different teams. He performed really well. And he announced his retirement. And I guess that will put the wraps on sports for us today on Robin Hood Radio.